February 17, 1957. Hiding out in the Cuban jungle, a small band of revolutionaries led by Fidel Castro contends with the constant threat of army ambushes and traitors in their midst. But thanks in part to Che Guevara's ruthlessness, the group is slowly gaining in strength and fierce reputation. Fidel Castro's troops and their exploits soon catch the attention of the world press.
A newspaper editor named Herbert Matthews from the New York Times, who had got smuggled up to meet him. Castro gave the impression to Herbert Matthews that he had like 100 to 150 men.
In fact, the mighty rebel army is made up of only 20 men. When the article is published a month later, it confirms that Fidel and Che have survived the initial attack by Batista's forces and that their movement is thriving in the Sierra Maestra. In response, Batista deploys 1,500 more soldiers to hunt down the rebels.
On March 25th, Batista's army arrived at my house. They surrounded my home and opened fire because I had been reported as a collaborator with the rebel army. They killed my wife. That's why I joined the rebel army.
Meanwhile, July 26th, urban members sign up reinforcements. One of the new city recruits is Chuck Ryan, a 19-year-old American attending high school at Guantanamo Bay, where his father works as a U.S. Marine Corps medic.
We had a large society with the Cubans. We were all friends, and we went to their weddings and their baptisms and things like that. Well, I offered to help them to get gun supplies to fight against the dictatorship.
Soon, Chuck and two other teenagers from Guantanamo are invited to join the rebels.
So we talked about it and settled a few things and left letters for our parents.
The American teens, along with 50 other new recruits, are taken into the Sierra Maestra. One of the first people they meet is Che.
I think that the real reason they sent Che was those men that we came with, many of them were very ill, because it took us 30 hours of walking to get up those hills with those packs.
There are other American volunteers. One of them is 18-year-old Don Saldini.
The whole rebel army, including Fidel, Che, Raul, and my group, was estimated to consist of 300 men.
Life within the rebel camp is not easy.
I had no soles on my boots. We ate when we could. Sometimes we didn't have water. We marched for a couple of hundred miles over the mountains. I was plagued with dysentery and what have you.
In the jungles of Cuba, the rebels are vulnerable to all types of health problems, which Che treats.
We would get large infected mosquito bites on our legs and things. And he would come over and take the scabs off and put sulfur powder on there.
Men were pretty scared of being treated by him. They called him Dr. Sacamuelas, tooth puller.